Claude really wants to take over your computer for you. Anthropic has released a new feature called Computer Use, which can now take control of your Mac's keyboard and mouse to perform tasks on your behalf. This is finally rolling out as a research preview for Claude Pro and Mac subscribers, after first being teased back in 2024. The Computer Use feature builds on recent additions like Claude Calc and Dispatch. Claude Calc is a tool that lets you accomplish tasks on your Mac, using native features and macOS integrations in the background. Dispatch is a new remote access feature that lets you control Claude Calc from your iPhone or iPad, as long as your Mac is online, as the name suggests. When the Computer Use feature is engaged, Claude takes over the screen completely. Computer Use works in both Claude Calc and Claude Code, but I tested it only in Calc. It can move the cursor, use keyboard input, move and delete files, and do anything it pleases. It can open files, read them, and take action based on the contents of the file. This is a huge security risk, as it creates the possibility for prompt injection, where a hidden malicious line of code can hijack the AI's action, risking your personal data. Anthropic says it has created guardrails to prevent prompt injection, but because AI models are fast-moving and have a tendency to hallucinate, it's difficult to take their word for it. Thankfully, Claude will always ask for permission before accessing new apps and before deleting files. The good news is that Claude treats computer use as very much the last option. When you give a task in Claude Calc or Claude Code, it will first try to tackle it using its MCP connectors. Say you ask Claude Calc to write an email to your boss, it will first use the Gmail connector to draft the email. But the MCP connectors are limited, they can't do everything. For example, Gmail's integration can't actually send the email for you. You have to click the button. This is where Claude's browser integration comes in. Claude will ask you if it can take things over in Chrome. If you have Claude for Chrome installed and enabled, it will automatically create relevant tab groups, open the correct website, take over the tabs. You will see a glowing light around the controlled tabs and it will press that send button for you. When done, it can close those tabs as well. I found Claude's browser use functionality to be the best use case for me, and it will probably be the best for other heavy computer users, too. In another test, I asked Claude to visit DeckMeme, create a summary of the top 5 news stories, turn it into a markdown file, and save it locally. It did all this in the background in Chrome while I continued writing in Obsidian. It did a good job of summarizing more posts, and I could read the results and save the file for future reference. The computer use feature, as I said earlier, is the last straw. Say you ask it to create a calendar appointment using Apple's own calendar app. There is no MCP server here, though there is one for Google Calendar. So instead, Claude will ask you if it can just take over the computer for you. First, you need to grant Claude access for mouse and keyboard control, and screen recording access so it can take screenshots of the screen as it progresses. This is the only way Claude really knows what to do. Next, it will ask you for full access for the particular app. A nice aspect is that when this is happening, all other apps and windows are hidden, so there is less chance of Claude going rogue and messing up your documents. Then Claude will get to work. You'll see the familiar glowing edges, and a small window showing all the steps Claude is trying to take. Given what you're asking Claude to do, this can either be exciting or excruciating to watch. Unlike Claude's browser automation feature, there's nothing for you to do. Claude has taken over the entire screen. This is the biggest limitation of the feature, and perhaps it will only be fixed if Claude sets up a virtual environment to perform local tasks. When Claude takes over the computer, it really takes over. You are locked out, a sitting duck. When I asked it to create a new calendar appointment for me, it was exciting to see it happen in real time. It took just 30 seconds or so. Of course, a task as simple as that, I could have done it faster myself. In fact, Claude added the task to a random calendar, while I have a dedicated F1 calendar right there. Once I asked Claude to move the event, it obliged, but it took another 30 seconds. Overall, a nice proof of concept, but it's not something I'm going to use in my day-to-day life. When I tried using Claude Calc to move some recent screenshots to a different folder, things went into excruciating territory. Even after giving full access to my downloads folder and the Finder app, it just wasn't able to figure out how to actually navigate to the desktop folder to find the latest screenshots. After a minute or two, it opened the Finder's Go to Folder feature to manually enter the desktop folder path. That is when my patience ran out, and I stopped the task. This is my core issue with Claude's Use Computer feature. For tasks that I regularly do on my Mac, like moving files, resizing images, converting documents, adding calendar appointments, compiling research, I am still much faster than Claude, which is essentially using an AI model to make decisions by analyzing one screenshot after another. Not only is it resource intensive, it's slow as hell. If I were a corporate employee who needed to analyze data from multiple files throughout the day, things might be different. Still, in that case, I might be using Claude inside Excel or a coding app to interact directly with the data, instead of letting Claude play pretend on my Mac. The feature is only available for Claude on macOS, and it's only for paying members of Claude Pro at $20 per month, and Claude Max at $100 per month and up. As mentioned above, it's in research preview, so it is still very much a beta feature, which is why it's not enabled for everyone by default. To enable it, go to Settings, General, Computer Use. To enable the browser-based automation features, enable the Browser Use feature. This will let Claude open and navigate to any website in Chrome without asking you first. While you're here, you can add apps to the denied apps list to make sure that Claude can never access them. Apps like 1Password and banking apps would be a good place to start. You can also grant accessibility and screen recording access from this section. Using this feature a couple of times was enough to realize this feature isn't made for me, at least, not until I buy a Mac Mini. The browser feature can still be handy because it can run in the background and perform tasks, but sitting around while Claude tries to figure out where to click in Finder is beyond my patience threshold. This feature is very much designed for people who are into spinning AI agents on their Mac Minis using OpenClaw, ones that are online 24/7, processing files, and automating actions, which is a bad idea from a security standpoint. You can control what Claude is doing from your phone, or better yet, from your other Mac, the one that you're using for work. From the security angle, this is better than OpenClaw because you can see exactly what Claude is doing, and you can stop or take over at any point. But boy, is it slow going.